It's recording.
What?
Okay. Want to offer you a way of experiencing the taste of Seder that hopefully you can bring to your families and make it a deeper experience. Not only a nice family get-together with lots of good food and nice Divrei Torah, but as Chazal told us, tonight, we have to actually experience ourselves going out from Egypt and getting to Geula. So we want to, all these props here are here in order to help us, right, feel like we're there eating the matzah. We're there, we're in Mitzrayim. Everything, the whole Seder is built that we should experience it. So I want to offer you a little bit of way you can make it more experiential. So the basic idea is that we have to feel that we felt the avdu, we felt the slavery of Egypt. And the Chazal tells that Am Yisrael got out of two things. Right? There's two levels of gnu, two levels of being stuck in Egypt that we experienced. One was the physical slavery, the avdu, and the second was the avodah zarah. That we were also enslaved to avodah zarah. So tonight, in order for us to connect to this experience, we're going to go into our own experience of being enslaved. What are we enslaved to? What are we enslaved to? And what is our avodah zarah? So, just some quick highlights of how to make this a little more experiential. So first of all, we have the karpas. When we taste the karpas, it's not just a cute game for the kids that, oh, what is the salt water? It reminds us of the salt water tears. Not just something to remind us. Taste it. Taste the tears. Try, when you taste it, close your eyes and imagine that you were crying in Mitzrayim. And if you can, share that with the other people that you're saying, or try, tell people, close your eyes, just going to taste. Don't just tell it as like a story to cute kids. Go back, taste the tears of Mitzrayim. And ask yourself, what did I cry about in my life? How can I connect to those tears? Then we break the matzah. Why do we break the matzah? Because this is poor man's bread. Because they were broken. They were broken in Egypt. So what broke me in my life? What did I feel broken about? What hard things did I go through that broke me? Right? If you feel a little bit of your own brokenness, you could maybe get an inkling of what was the brokenness of Mitzrayim like. And then we take that half broken matzah, right, and we hide it. And it's hidden until the end of the meal, tzafum. That's because we felt that there's something missing. Right? We all felt, we probably still to this day feel, there's something missing in our life. Right? There's something I'm missing. I wish I had more confidence, more love, more connection, more strength, more courage. There's something missing from my life. So go hide. I tell everybody to hide, not just the head of the Seder. Everybody breaks the matzah and everybody goes and hides their tzafum. Go. What broke you and what's missing? Go hide it. At the end of the Seder, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to find it. Then we take away the Seder plate, right? And all the kids ask, Manishtana, and we bring it back, hold up the Seder plate, and we say, Avadim Hayinu. Over the Seder plate. So the Seder plate, the Arizal says, symbolizes all the midot of a person. So you look at the Seder plate, say there's all these midot, chesed, gvura, all the things on the Seder plate. What am I enslaved to? Avadim Ayin, what am I enslaved to? What's my slavery that I'm gonna, so as in my Seder, everybody should choose one thing that you're enslaved to, that tonight you wanna feel the slavery of that and feel the gula from it. So There's the bone, which is maybe too much chesed. Maybe I'm too nice. Maybe I can't say no. Maybe I'm right. There's the egg, which is mourning. Maybe I'm too negative. Maybe I always feel something's missing. There's the maror, the bitterness. Maybe I'm bitter. Maybe I'm down. Maybe I'm depressed. There's the charoset. Maybe I'm too tough. I'm too like the clay, right? I don't let go. I'm too obstinate. I'm too. There's the root. Maybe I'm too rooted in things, too dependent. There's the plate itself. Maybe I'm too much like just a plate. I receive everything. I let everything go. I don't nothing. You know, I don't stand up for myself. Whatever it is you want to think about, and I wrote up more of it, but we don't have time. These are the mitzvot. What am I enslaved to? And then we speak about mitchila ovdei avodah zarah yuavatenu. We also, not only am I enslaved to something, I'm also an ovdei avodah zarah. I have negative beliefs. I have false beliefs. I believe in incorrect things. I believe Hashem doesn't really love me. I believe Hashem wants to punish me. I believe I don't have the strength to bring geula. I believe I don't have the strength to change. I don't have the strength to be kadosh. I believe all kinds of false, mistaken avodah zarah beliefs. Well, what negative, false avodah zarah belief is behind my slavery? Right? What's enslaving me? What avodah zarah belief is enslaving me? And then the rest of Magid is a time to discuss these ideas of what are we enslaved to, and what are the avodah zarah beliefs that enslave us. And when we get to matzah, so as Rav Siv said, this is a mitzvah d'oraita of achila. It's eating the matzah itself is a mitzvah d'oraita. The Gemara compares it to intimacy with a person's arusa, with a person's betrothed. The Zohar says the matzah is the bread of emuna. When you eat the matzah, it's like you're taking in emuna in Hashem. You're eating emuna in Hashem. So again, and I think this could really transform your Seder. Ask everybody your Seder. Instead of, usually, what do? Everybody takes the matzah, and we're like, oh, this is hard, this is cardboard, it's going to be fun. We're all like chomping, and we look at, look at that, it's hard for you to eat that. Everybody's like looking and joking at how hard it is, and can't swallow, and oh, he's eating, he just came back from Shanab, look how much. Are you going to have room for the meal? Why are you eating so much matzah? Ask everybody your Seder. Ask everybody your Seder. For the first 30 seconds, let's eat the matzah in silence with our eyes closed. That's all. You don't have to ask some more of that. We're doing a mitzvah d'oraita. We waited all year to eat this matzah. This matzah is the bread of emunah. We're supposed to taste freedom. Just ask. Could we do that alone? Maybe you could even tell them to imagine the following, but just that alone will totally change everyone's experience of this very dear and deep mitzvah. Will change it to an experience of maybe being able to taste the freedom, imagine the freedom. So what I really suggest is if you can, when you're eating the matzah, imagine that you're totally free from your enslavement. Imagine you're totally free from whatever it is that's bothering you. I'm enslaved, I'm too critical, I'm too negative, I'm too depressed, I'm too happy, I'm too crazy, whatever it is, right? Imagine when you're eating the matzah, imagine what would you feel like if you were totally free from your enslavement? If you were totally free from your negative avodah zarah belief, and then imagine what it was like to get out from Shibud Mitzrayim. And imagine yourself there, getting out, taking the matzah and eating and running out of Mitzrayim. Imagine it. And my Seder, I have this written up, and anybody that wants, I have this whole Mahalach with Divrei Torah written up. We sent it out on the Leva Torah email a few times. Whoever wants a copy, you can tell me at the end. I'll give you a copy, and you could read. I have more worked out meditations on the whole thing, guided meditations that you could share with your family, you could do yourself, and try imagining getting out of Mitzrayim when you eat the matzah. I'm going to skip to the end. Okay. Matzah, of course, is on Maror and Korach, the separate ideas in each one. Let's skip to Tzachon. Okay, we get to the end. Finally, we go out, and we find that missing piece. We find that hidden, the tzafun, that what was hidden from me the whole time. I thought it's hidden, it's missing, I couldn't find it, I felt broken, I felt something was missing, I felt enslaved because of it. We go out and we find that missing piece. And we bring it back to the table. And again, we have the mitzvah to eat this matzah, zecher to the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. And again, I recommend close your eyes, and when you eat this matzah, imagine you're getting that missing piece. Whatever you felt was missing, the courage, the confidence, the love, the connection, the clarity, whatever it is, imagine, this is one meditation I recommend, imagine you're all sitting, we're really supposed to be eating at Tzafon, we're supposed to be eating the Korban Pesach. So let's imagine we're there. What we're really yearning for Imagine that we're sitting on Har HaBayit and the Beis HaMikdash is built in front of us and we're there with a whole chabura of all our families and friends, the dearest people in our lives, and we're sitting there together, we're holding up the Korban Pesach, and we got it. We got the missing piece. Whatever we thought was missing, the connection of these people, Hashem's presence in my life, whatever, we got it. We found the missing piece. Imagine what it would feel like to have that missing piece, to have that suffering. Right? So imagine, again, close your eyes, taste the tzafu, and imagine you're getting, you're feeling what it is to internalize that missing piece. I have it. And the other thing with the tzafu is it's taking the avodah zarah of the mitzrim, whatever avodah zarah, negative belief, action, slavery, and it's turning it into a korban. Right? Whatever it is that was negative, think about how I can turn around and flip it to the positive. And what's the hidden gift that I got out of this whole thing? It was hard, it was difficult, that I sometimes felt lack of confidence. What's the hidden gift that suffering, the hidden gift that I got out of all this? And then, of course, we thank Hashem. After this whole mahalach, and we tasted the matzah, and we tasted the tzafun, we thank Hashem. In Birkat HaMazon, we thank Hashem for all the good that He gave us. And then when we sing the second half of Hallel, we thank Hashem even for all the hard times. And that's the level that maybe we can get to only at the end of the Seder, that after going through the whole of Geula and tasting the freedom and tasting the tzafun, at the end I could even sing the second half of Hallel, the full Hallel in which we even sing about the hardships. Thank you, Hashem, for putting me through this trial and giving me this enslavement, giving me this as a bonus, I believe, because now I can get free. Before Hallel, we go outside and we open the door and we invite Eliyahu Navi in. It's a great opportunity to do a few moments of Hibodidut and talk to Hashem about what else you need to go for, and then sing Hallel, and at the end we say Nirtza with everything we tried to do, Hashem. Maybe I got a lot of freedom, maybe I got a lot of Gula, maybe a little, but I hope, Hashem, that you. Our Seder was Nirtza, our Seder was beloved and acceptable, and that I'm beloved and acceptable before you, just the way I am.
So with regard to the Nirtza, to Tzofen, so the Yavikovic, so first of all, I put the biggest Yavikovic work is basing of Mount